Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Grippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Big Dummy is the game, 844-999. Hola, we got Sean on the line. Sean, I believe you're working on question number three, if I'm not mistaken.
Question number three, indeed.
Yeah.
Now, we just asked you the question, how many people named Oscar have won an Oscar? The answer is one. It's back in 1941. Your next question, how many people named Tony have won a Tony? Zero, one, two, or three?
Two.
Three.
Zero. Three?
Yep, three people named Tony have won a Tony. So one person named Oscar has won an Oscar. Three people named Tony. So far, no Emmys have won an Emmy. And no one named Golden Globes has won a Golden Globe.
But they had them.
Yes. But three people named Children's Choice Award. They have, in fact, won. Go figure. All right. What field of entertainment are you in if you win the Antoinette Perry Award for Excellence?
Nursing.
I didn't know that was entertainment, but...
Dancing?
Theater. Believe it or not, the Antoinette Perry Award for Excellence is the real name for the Tony. Got like the Academy Award is the Oscar. Well, the Antoinette Perry Award for Excellence is the name for the Tony.
Okay, question number five, Sean.
Question number five, we have more multiple choice. Pillsbury Doughboy, who we found out earlier today, can fart. The Kool-Aid Man or the Sugar Smacks Frog. Which mascot's name is actually Poppin' Fresh?
Oh, that's the Sugar Smacks Frog.
Pillsbury.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Pop and Fresh.
Poppin'. One word, man. Poppin' Fresh.
It's popping.
Man, I am not doing good today.
Don't feel bad about not knowing who Poppin' Fresh is. It's okay. All right, your question. In what country would you find the largest library on Earth? Earth.
You said what country?
What country would you find the largest library on Earth?
United States.
Okay. What is it technically? Is that
it's the Library of Congress?
The Library of Congress
Library
is the biggest
Congress.
One.
That is in fact it.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game?
Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Hola. Dustin, are you sober? Or not sober.
I'm just about to not be sober.
Just about to not be sober. So you're coming off of a buzz? Or not? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right, Dustin. So I'm going to put you down for not sober. Men's room poll. You're going to contract one of these diseases. Will it be herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick?
I'm going to go warts from a dolphin.
Warts from a dolphin. It is for you. Congratulations.
All right. I like it. Dolphins. So a lot of people are not asking the question. We had the question of how many of the federal holidays commemorate birthdays? And there is President's Day, MLK Day, and Christmas. I knew the question would come up July 4th. It's the birth of our nation. Well, it wasn't. We signed the Declaration of Independence. Until you win the war, saying something means nothing. It's not like we signed it and the British said, okay, we spent another year fighting. The birth of your nation is about a year after that. Just thought I'd throw that out there. All right, here is your question. The first significant gold rush occurred in what East Coast state?
California.
East Coast state.
Oh, East Coast state.
Yes.
Good Lord. I would say...
Our very own Robin Fox spent some time there.
Still in North Carolina.
All right.
right, very good. Good. Dustin, you're one and done.
Did you know that, Robin? That there was the big gold rush thing in North Carolina? Okay.
No.
Yeah, I did not know until today.
Didn't know Marlboro had a gold cigarette.
Yeah, there it is.
Game is a big dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tetra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, dummy.
Hola. Hola. Tetra, sober, not sober.
I'm going to say not sober.
I'm ready.
Are you sober or not sober, Tetra?
No, I am, yeah.
You're sober. Okay. All right, Tetra.
You sure?
I'm looking at the men's room red.
Oh, cool. Good for you. All right, Tetra, men's room poll. I'm curious. You're going to contract one of these. Will it be herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick?
Tick.
You're going to take that tick and the Lyme disease. Okay, you got it.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yeah, but yeah.
And you said sober?
My dog got Lyme disease from a tick, so yeah.
Yeah, this is sober.
You can be like your dog.
All right.
Yeah, his name is Anubis. He's awesome.
His name is what now?
Anubis.
Oh, Anubis. Okay, like the Egyptian guy.
Anubis. His full name is Anubis Gastroi. He's my service animal.
I'm glad we know that.
He's staring at my wife. He's like, what's going on?
Tetra, what is he? What is he trying to do?
He's just staring at me, talking at my phone.
Yeah, no, but you said he's a service animal. What is he trying to do?
Oh, he helps me get up because I'm disabled. Oh,
okay, so is anywhere you walk, is he beside you?
Oh, yes.
Damn, that's impressive.
I feel bad for that dog. All right, here is your question.
Thank you, you mother trucker.
Oh, thank you for the tongue breaks. I appreciate it. And now that I'm a father, I actually am that. I finally actually joined that club. All right, here is your question. What TV show did the TV show A Different World spin off from?
Hold on. I need to put up my ear. Give me a second. Okay, go ahead.
What TV show did the TV show A Different World spin off from?
Oh, Jesus H. Christ. I know this answer, but I can't answer it. Pass.
You know the answer, but you can't answer. Like, you refuse to answer, or you just can't remember?
Was that Lisa Bonet? Was she part of that show?
She was. Okay. Originally. And then basically.
It's Cosby.
Cosby.
Let's pop that one.
And remember, Bill Cosby, back in the day, gave actress Lisa Bonet a lot of grief because she did the movie Angel Heart with Mickey Rourke. She did a nude scene, and he said how terrible that was. Fast forward a couple decades, and I don't think it's above him. All right, here is your question. In 2005, Jesus Christ. In 2005, Angela Merkel became what country's first female chancellor?
Angela what?
Merkel.
Angela Merkel?
Angela Merkel, yes.
Okay, what's it called?
Yeah?
I'm almost there. Give me a moment. Please give me a moment.
Her dog's helping her. Writing it down.
Champion?
I can just see the dog just going like, why?
What's that?
No, he's definitely staring at my phone. Olympian champion.
Wow.
What now? What country?
It doesn't matter. Germany. That's all we need to know.
Oh, okay.
People love you, by the way. All right. Here is your
awesome
question.
I am lying
to you. All right, here is your question.
You mother trucker.
Does sound travel?
I'm going to drink this.
Hey, Tetra, hold on for one second. We're going to ask you a question, and then you'll answer it, okay? Just give us 2 seconds here.
Sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Does sound travel faster in the water or in the air?
Neither.
No, one or the other.
How
does that happen?
There's too many people speaking. I can't understand. One more time.
Where does sound travel faster? In the air, like that you breathe, or underwater, like that you might?
In the air, sir.
Ah, it's in the water, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's in the water.
It's in the water.
Tetra, question four.
Question number four for you.
Okay.
It's only been four. What guitar manufacturer was responsible for the Stratocaster?
That would be, oh, goodness gracious. I humped one before. I can't believe I just said that out loud.
We can.
The Stratocaster is a fret.
What's the guy's name who invented the Stratocaster?
That's so, a G.
What did you say?
I said it starts with G. No, that's Gibson.
So not Gibson.
I know. I'm
getting closer.
I know, and it really sucks. Uh-oh.
That didn't sound good.
It sounded right.
I'm sorry, I have to pass on that one.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I don't know. Who opened the door?
Jensen, did you do that? Jesus, Liz.
Oh, my God.
She's gone.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right.
She was eaten by a monster, I should add, by popular request.
Tell me, Dan.
I mean, monster. Okay. She's out of her mind. Monster. Hang up. Someone else. I like this one. Just tell her she's right.
Oh, no. That's not bad. All right. The game is Big Dummy. Let's see if we can get somebody who can be one and done.
Now, wait. To be fair. On the call screening screen here, it had her name, and then in parentheses said, caution. Honestly, God.
Yeah.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Justin. Welcome to the show. Unfortunately, Justin, you are joining us right at the end here at Big Dummy. So our men's room poll, contract one of these diseases. Will it be herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick?
Let's go with chlamydia.
Let's go, chlamydia. Why not?
Right.
From a koala, which is kicking ass here as far as our contestants. Okay, Justin, it looks like you're going to get one question probably. So you need to be one and done here.
All right.
All right. Do you want a 50-50 question or you just want a straight-up question?
Straight-up question.
Straight-up question. What is the highest number that can be called in a game of bingo?
The highest number in bingo?
Yes.
Four.
What would you guess?
What's going to go? Shoot. 75?
Whoa! You got it, man.
Oh, look at that. Way to end
one
it.
And done.
Did you really tell him the truth there? Or is it 75?
No, honest to God, it is 75.
Okay.
It's in fact 75.
Well, we learned a new trick today on Big Dummy. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef is on the way. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. we'll jump right into the birthdays. Guys, can I get some dirty Germans talking about all the fun that we're going to have in Florida Sun? We don't know whose birthday wish that is. Oh, that's for Gina. And that from Chris. Very nice.
Yeah, for your birthday, I'm going to ride my skin camel through Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I'm going to find out where you get those tan lines and then I'm going to paint them in.
Yeah,
Florida.
Florida's fun to visit.
It really is. No, it's a great spot.
Visit.
What up there, Bacholas? Can I please get a big old bong rip and an original fish sandwich for Icky's birthday today? Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Amber.
Icky. Snicky Icky. Don't get tricky. Give you a little licky licky.
Guys, shout out to my homie Peter on his 33rd birthday. Can you give him your penis is too small? That from his buddy David. Today is my fiance Rianne's 35th birthday, pronounced Rayanne. Okay, the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I want to tell her that she means the world to me, and to thank her for marrying a bum like me. So, could she please get a "your penis is too small"? And let's see some dirty Germans talking about all the sexy things we're gonna do tonight. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep on rocking. That from Little Ray Ray and M in Renton.
Yeah, today we play the game of squirrel. We hide our nuts.
Yeah, you know, it is amazing she married a bum like you. You probably married her for her bum.
Yeah.
It's a good boy.
Yeah, cheeky monkey.
Hello, Bacholas, Painter Brad here. Know What I Know will take the time to email you guys for a birthday shout-out. I'm turning 38 on this fine day and would love to hear a big old bong rip and owl hitting the window and you guys talking all over yourselves about which color to paint the studio. You guys rock. That from Carson City, Nevada.
Love Carson City.
I bet you do. Memories.
Oh, if you're going to paint that in the studio,
I would do kind of like a pearl.
Maybe
you're going to paint that whole window or something.
But it's a dark red.
You painted a room in Carson City, didn't you?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, it's
more painted walls.
It was more of a pearl color, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was like an off-white. All of Bacholas, I would like to request everyone talking all over each other about Legos for my husband, Eric. He is 56 today, and he loves Lego building as his off-time leisure hobby. Currently, he's now working on a Star Wars Destroyer, which is pretty badass. Also, I might mention that I love the Live Day show last year. It was great and entertaining. We were there to witness the whole thing. You guys rock. Thanks, guys. That from Junko LaRosa.
Well, I assume it isn't
the one thing.
They're going to watch that damn show.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Here's a very interesting email. It says, what up, guys? I've been listening to the show for years. You guys rock. Thanks for everything you do. I remember a time before Big Dummy had a weekly poll. And even before that, before he asked about Team Sober, Not Sober, it always bugged me that even though they were called teams, we never seemed to get any kind of score. Who beat who? The squares, the drunks, whatever. And then when the poll came along, I always found myself thinking, there's probably some interesting info you could do with that, too, besides just the results. Well, with all this talk about the new year and new Big Dummy, I decided to finally try something to do something about that. So, last Thursday, I actually ran some stats on the contestants in a completely non-scientific study. Here's what I found. Our poll at the time, new year, new you, what do you want? New job, new car, new significant other, new family. Okay, so he broke it down by which people picked in the polls, then how they did on the game.
Okay.
This instance, 8 callers picked a new car.
All right.
All right? They answered 23 questions wrong. So if you picked a new car, you were dumber than everybody else, about 2.883 questions to get one right. If you picked new job, well, you only went through about 9 wrong answers. There were 5 callers. So about a question and a half per caller.
Uh-huh.
New family, 0 callers, no info available. As far as sober and not sober, there were 9 sober callers. They got 25 wrong answers, which averages about 3 wrong per caller. Where with Team Not Sober, 9 wrong answers for 4 callers for about 2 wrong questions per caller. So as it turns out, The biggest dummies are sober and would rather have a new car than any other option. Ironically, the people who went on public radio and asked to trade in their significant others are the smartest ones.
What does that tell you?
Keep on rocking, guys. That from Red, a couple lectures. Hola, gentlemen and Wobbin, I just want to say thank you guys for all you do. I came across your show while I was working from 4 in the afternoon to midnight and was forced to find some new entertainment after The Sixth Sense went off the air. And I found you guys on CPR in Biloxi, Mississippi, and I was hooked. I try to listen to every show, hear y'all's tales, being a token blind listener. Yeah, Mike, I'm watching you. I enjoyed all the stories from the listeners. If y'all find yourself in Texas sometimes, let me know. I'd love to have a drink with y'all, and don't worry about smoke. I got you covered. Keep up the amazing work. That from Joe. Joe, that's a hell of an offer. It's really hard to find weed in Texas. If you don't know somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could have a stem or a seed in your car, man, and you go to jail for the rest of your life.
So it's Texas
like
way.
It's not like the easiest thing to ask for when you're down there. Let's see here. A couple of others.
I mean, you are correct.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough one. Let's see here. Guys, where were you trapped? Sorry I'm late, but here's the story. Over 10 years ago, I decided it was a great idea to move an upright piano across a carpeted floor all by myself. It was not such a great idea as the piano tipped, taking me down with it.
Ooh.
My right forearm was pinned. Adrenaline mixed with the will to escape my prison, I lifted the piano up just enough to pull my arm free. It took several months for my arm to recover. At the end of it all, the long-term effects are slightly weakened dexterity, my hand cramps up quickly, potential arthritis as I age, and a slight indentation where the impact occurred. Rock on, gentlemen, and Wobbin. That from Kim. A couple extras. Hola, guys, will you please start using a dueling banjo sound effect whenever Miles brings up things like shooting possums off his back porch while living in West Virginia? I think it would add a nice touch to the show.
Dueling banjos technically would be for Kentucky, yeah, where the movie Deliverance took place.
Georgia.
Either way, same difference to me.
My animal story with a goose. We lived in a neighborhood where there was a pond and a resident white a-hole goose. We had regular encounters with these geese on the road to and from our house. We would try to avoid them at all cost. They would stand in the middle of the road, hiss, flap their wings, honk, and run toward the car. They came into our yard, taunted our animals, crapped all over the place. One day I came home from school. My dad, who had been home recuperating from back surgery, is outside, concerned. I asked, is everything okay? With a smirk on his face, he holds up the Roman candle in his hand and points in the direction the goose was running. He had lit the Roman candle to scare the damn thing away, not anticipating one wayward ball to shoot right at the goose and light its ass on fire. That bird ran away, flapping its wings and honking with a glowing green butt. That bird only suffered a few singed feathers, no injuries, still roamed the neighborhood, but avoided our yard. After that, from the lovely Casey.
But it did. You light your ass on fire once, you go, yeah, I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm. And one more, guys. So a few days behind, but listening to you guys on radio.com and the app. Miles, talking about feeding rats cheese and trying to catch a mouse with cheese, it reminded me of a funny story. About 10 years ago in the Marines, I was living in the barracks, and we had a rat-mouse problem. Every single day, we'd have a few mice come into our room. We could tell because we'd find holes in our chip bags or whatever we had, or we'd find droppings all over. So we started setting up traps. We used cheese and peanut butter, and it was working fine until we started getting bigger rats. There was one guy so big, when he came into our room, he had to jump on a pipe under the sink. He would detach the pipe from the sink, and we would find out by turning the sink on, and all of the water would just fall on the floor. That's how big this rat is.
Damn.
Yeah. So we tried everything. We started to feel like it was personal because we could not kill this guy. We were rat traps. We'd put food on there. We put those sticky pads, and could tell he was on them because he pulled himself off because there'd be tufts of hair still on there.
Jeez.
That's impressive. So this went on for a few weeks, and finally we heard that if you give rats soda, they'll explode. Apparently, rats can't burp or fart.
Huh. Oh, I knew that. That's how the poison works. They can't vomit it back up, right.
Okay, so when it gets trapped in their stomach and the gas, it explodes. Sure as S, we leave a bowl of soda overnight. The next day, coming back home after work, there's the king rat, lying on the floor with blood coming out of his mouth and his butt. Never had a rat after that. Sorry for the long story. Just wanted to share. Thanks for all the laughs. That from David.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Woo! Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks.
The head chef today has a certain amount, but the list is 40 restaurant meals you should not eat after 40.
Is this based on the amount of calories, the badness for you, all those things?
Yeah, some of it's calories. A lot of it just has to do with the amount of fat and sodium.
Okay.
And it's weird, because some of them, when you hear it, you go, yeah, that makes sense.
But other ones will be disappointed, won't we?
Yeah, it's like a lot of places. Like, oh, get this. That looks healthy. It's like, it was, till they shot it full of salt.
Okay, all right. And let's face it. I mean, by the time you're 40 years old, your metabolism starts to just absolutely start dying down anyway, so it's harder to burn this stuff off.
At 40.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 39's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
I can still eat these.
Yeah. You can, for another year.
All right, we start. Honestly, there's only a couple of these that really are sad that are off the list.
All right.
But one on the list, number one, was Buffalo Wild Wings Hickory Pulled Pork Sandwich. First of all, you're in a place called Buffalo Wild Wings. I suggest get the wings.
That is one, good suggestion.
It is weird when you go into the Buffalo Wild Wings and you see people ordering other things.
Yeah,
like a salad or something. I'm like, why'd you get a Southwestern salad at Buffalo
Wild
Wings?
Somebody, I feel, no offense, I can't remember if it was one of you guys, but somebody I know, like, was complaining they didn't like the burger at a wing place. I was like, you're at a wing place.
Right. Yeah.
Get the wings.
Yeah. I go lemon pepper. All flats. But the hickory pulled pork sandwich has 69 grams of sugar and more staggering 3,500 milligrams of blood pressure raising sodium.
You know what? It's pulled pork. I don't care. I don't care if you said it also has razor blades and Windex. I'm like, whatever.
I think we know the pork is salty.
And then it's barbecue
and
pork.
It's barbecue pork right. in a restaurant.
Exactly.
Just know, if you're eating anything in a restaurant, it's got a lot more salt than you would have at home.
Sure. That's why it tastes better.
This one kind of hurts. The Outback Steakhouse hand-breaded shrimp with fries and volcano sauce.
Volcano sauce. What is the volcano sauce? Just spicy?
Spicy!
Or what is it?
Basically, no positive what's going on here. But they're just saying, like, look, the shrimp are battered, deep-fried, a bunch of... It is a spicy sauce.
Okay, yeah.
A meal that costs you 51 grams of fat and almost 38 milligrams of sodium. I guess it also contains a lot of trans fat.
Mmm. Okay.
Mike, this one's going to hurt you. Again, I'm reading some 40 restaurant meals you should not eat after 40. The Olive Garden.
Oh, no.
The Tour of Italy.
What does the Tour of Italy consist of?
I think it's just three things.
Okay.
So it's like...
Mike already knew. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, I'm not positive.
You ever toured Italy?
No, I've always looked at it.
Okay.
What am I getting if I tour Italy?
So in other words, do I get like fettuccine or Parmesan?
This one has lasagna, fettuccine, and chicken parm.
Because you got three dinners. That's why.
Yeah,
I know, it still sounds great.
Bring it on.
Three dinners.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
yeah, that one's not great for you.
Shocking.
Let's see. Buffalo Wild Wings comes back in the mix.
Okay.
They're large, blazing, boneless wings. First of all, I would never get blazing. The equivalent of this, let's see, they say if you wouldn't crunch your way through four whole bags of Lay's family-sized potato chips in one setting, then they have the same amount of sodium as this order of wings.
Wow.
Wings.
Okay. Bring me your sodium. I do not care.
You would say that those are just nuggets.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Nuggets.
Also, though, like, look, I love potato chips, right?
Right.
I think all of us do.
Sure.
I've eaten a lot of potato chips. But first of all, a whole family size bag and then four of them in one sitting
equates to just that meal.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
You're talking 2180 calories. You're done for the day.
Yeah, but the bright side of that is now you don't have to eat four bags of family size chips. You should say thank you.
Because that would take some time.
Yeah, it takes too long. Your fingers get greasy.
Just six nuggets.
You look like a pig. Now you can just sit down and have one meal and know that you've packed as much sodium as being a glutton.
While shrimp is one of the healthiest lean proteins, they're doing stuff to it. So now we go to Red Lobster and they're dragon shrimp.
Dragon shrimp. I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah, dragon.
Basically, same thing, man. It's a healthy lean protein, but it's got 4,230 milligrams of sodium. It doesn't, basically, so this one has less calories, right? 890 calories.
Ooh, dragon shrimp.
Yeah,
look at that. I'm eating that. I don't care.
Oh, that looks great.
Let's see. These are some meals they shouldn't eat after 40 in a restaurant. Miles, this one's going to hurt you. Know you're a fan of the TGI Fridays Jack Daniels menu?
I am.
The TGI Fridays Jack Daniels, ribs and shrimp.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you'd munch on four McDonald's cheeseburgers... instead of this whiskey-infused meal, you'd be saving yourself 1,200 less milligrams of salt.
Just by eating four cheeseburgers.
Correct.
That's amazing. Because you think ribs are, I know they're, it just seems like it'd be a little bit better for you maybe, or shrimp would be better for you.
It's covered in
really
salt.
Really the shrimp.
Right?
Like, shrimp shows up a lot on this list, right?
That's a shame.
Just because of the breading and stuff and your deep frying. With that said, deep fried shrimp, coconut shrimp, I love them.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
They're
I do
great.
Too.
Yeah. You ever get the buffalo shrimp?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, I did on Hooters.
Yes, I have had them at Hooters. They were really good.
That's what I'm saying, man. Get in there. Get scrimpy.
Get scrimp.
All right, so here's another one, right? You're at Applebee's. You say, you know what? I'm going to be good tonight. I'm going to get the Oriental Grilled Chicken Salad. Grilled chicken. How
that that sounds like it should be very healthy.
Yeah, exactly. 1,280 calories. Like,
not the worst.
Yeah. Grilled chicken seems like a wise decision when it comes to your waistline, but this Asian-inspired bowl packs a whopping 65 grams of sugar, which means you're better off at Applebee's just getting the classic burger.
Okay.
Why not?
Why I'm at Applebee's.
Yeah, so you're trying to eat healthy, and you go for the salad, and you should be just eating like a double cheeseburger.
No, you should be eating what you want because you're eating good in the neighborhood.
Well, classic cheeseburger. Now, if you get a double.
Okay.
I don't even know if they offer a double. But, I mean, we've seen this before, right? Like, I want to say, was it like some fast food place introduced salads? And it was like the one salad had so much more stuff. Like, right. Just get the burger.
Well, McDonald's, when they start putting that stuff on there with their salads, you can see like there's 1,200 calories for one of their salads that has chicken on it or whatever. And you're like, I'm just going to get a Big Mac
but
and fries.
Psychosomatically, you feel better.
You do. Well, that's why sometimes you'll hear me, right? If it's like one of those gyro salads where I'm like, it's a salad. This is not a health thing.
Right. There's nothing healthy.
I just want to crunch lettuce with my gyro meat.
Make you feel better about it.
No. So I'm saying, I know damn well, like I say it every time, like, it's not the healthiest salad, it's just my favorite.
Sure.
Just because I like the lettuce with the meat.
But don't you go to a restaurant, like, under the idea that I don't care what I'm going to eat this time? You know, like, if you're worried about your health.
But I go out a lot.
Right, but I mean, if you're worried about your health, most people, I assume, take care of that at home. When I go to the restaurant, like, do not worry about my health. I don't care how much sodium's in it, I don't care how much sugar's in it. This is why I'm here. Because if I could do this at home, I would. I'm talking to you, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, but there's...
Talking to you, Cheesecake Factory. I know there's 12 billion calories in every forkful. I don't care. That is precisely why I'm here, because they are delicious, delicious calories.
You've heard this one before. The Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, don't tell me about the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous.
But it's a shareable. You're not eating that whole thing by yourself.
You could. Well, it's just other people
grabbing. You know you can get a half one now, and you can get some French fries on the side, too. Save the half and half appetizer.
My only problem with the Bloomin' Onion.
Now, if you're getting half a Bloomin' Onion and the other half is French fries, just eat the Bloomin' Onion. Eat the damn onion.
I know, but if you like the best of both worlds, you get them both. The cheesy, bacony.
And then this one shouldn't shock you either. Steak and Shake, full order, sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Does this shock anyone?
No.
No, you can't eat biscuits and gravy and think you're something like right. You're doing something okay.
Yeah, this is a great way to start the day.
Yeah. Also, by the way, people can hate on me if they want.
Oh, we do.
Biscuits and gravy, one of the most overrated things in the world.
Shut your whore mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And did not take long to hate on.
Wow, yeah. You're not listening to the Men's Room Radio Network anymore.
No.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
In 7 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Clark with some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, people who drink 1% milk instead of 2% age 4.5 years slower. So drink 1%.
Mm. What about people that drink whole milk?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Have one
I
wish glass they had thrown, and die?
Wish they had thrown that in there. But they're not working on it either.
Yeah. Miles, what do you drink?
Skim.
All right.
Ted, what do you drink?
I'll drink milk.
Thrill, what do you drink?
if it's in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it's 2%.
I guess that's true. If I have a bowl of cereal, probably...
I drink that milk, right? So yeah. I eat my Cinnamon Toast, blah, 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 like anyone, and then you suck down the rest of the milk, but that's...
What do they put in your shakes every day?
I don't know, and I don't ask.
Probably heavy whipping cream.
It's not precisely milk, but I believe it's dairy-related.
A new weight loss trend... where an ice slurry is injected into your fat to kill the cells might be the next big magic bullet for fat loss. Maybe you should just exercise and eat right.
Mm-hmm.
Ice slurry.
Yeah, but nobody wants to do that.
No, that's the problem. That's why we have all these things.
Hey, think about all these cottage industries based on it, man.
You bet. You don't have to work for this.
Wow. I mean, that's the whole thing, right?
Just inject yourself with it. An 80-year-old man in India developed an eggshell-like material around one of his testes because of a mosquito bite.
Ooh.
Oh.
Let me get this right.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
A mosquito bites your berries.
Correct.
And one of them, I assume the one that the mosquito bit, develops an eggshell-like coating.
Correct. It's like magic shell. Is that like a half an armadillo?
I don't know, man. I think I'd rather get malaria.
It's like a dipped cone. I mean, you know what I mean? Like it didn't go.
I would rather explain that I got herpes from a monkey than explain, hey, listen, it's going to seem a little weird when you get there. One of my testicles is like an eggshell.
Never mind. A man in California hit his brother with a frying pan during an argument over breakfast.
I bet it was an egg pan.
Now you know what it was?
Yeah, he told him the breakfast.
Biscuits and gravy.
You're overrated. Know.
People hate you for it.
They do, man.
Yeah, thanks for proving my point.
Yeah, me too. You saw it.
Get an omelet like a grown-up. Some eggs Benny. It's breakfast. Eat an egg.
Right.
Unless it's chicken waffles.
Now we're just going to back it up. A study has named Switzerland the best overall country in the world. Based on everything from economy to quality of life, we came in seventh.
Seems like they do pretty well on that one.
Yeah. Flag's best.
Every single year.
For sure. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, man.
Robin caught it.
We got army knives. We got cheese.
A snowball fight event at a college in British Columbia was canceled because...
No snow.
Too much snow outside.
Oh.
People couldn't get there.
Think about
it. Oh, lame.
Right. You could not get... Like, people wanted to go. Obviously, it's a fun time. It explains itself. But there was so much snow, they couldn't get there.
You're in BC, Canada. You know what snow is. You're fine.
Yeah, good call, man.
Grab your sled.
These Canadians are getting soft.
That's right.
College Canadians.
Here, you're South Canuck. Harness up your moose and just attach to your sled and get into the snowball fight.
You know you want a moose.
I wonder if Megan and Harry know how weak it's gotten up there.
When they find out, they're leaving.
Aren't they up there in British Columbia? I think that's where they're moving.
Are they in BC?
They're going to Vancouver.
Megan. Nice.
Okay. Where's Harry going?
We don't know yet. Harry's still in England dealing with the fam. To be dead honest with you.
Can't imagine why he wanted to leave.
Oh, Lordy.
But no, they'll probably be in BC.
Experts have ranked the 30 most dangerous tech companies.
Dangerous in what way? Like,
I don't know.
Come over your house and kick your ass?
I'm just like,
sell your info.
What do you guys think is the most dangerous tech company?
Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
I'll say Google.
You're all wrong. Facebook used to be number one, but it got edged out by our very own Amazon. It's got to be a privacy thing.
Okay.
It's got to be just because all your information's there.
You know you don't have privacy with this. Right. I was saying this to Miles yesterday. I said, man, if I'm president, there's some simple things to take care of. One, we stop making a penny, we save some money. We get rid of daylight savings time. I've said this a million times. Women's clothing, the sizes are universal.
Right.
So we don't have to wait around. So goddamn. Yeah, and pockets. But also more than that, like, look, they're going to sell your information. So just cut me in for half.
But the thing is that...
Cut me in for half,
I think,
man.
What made Amazon take the top spot on that one is because of all the devices that are inside of your home, inside of your car, inside of your phone, that are just listening to everything, as opposed to Facebook that just kind of has all your information there. It's Amazon has all that and now is gathering more.
Mm-hmm. They have to be
selling up the info and just... I mean, it happened with Google first with Gmail, but whenever you have that much information, like, the government's not supposed to, but they're going to take it.
You bet.
But they're coming for it, man. Cut us in for half, we know you're going to sell it. This is the practice. There's nothing you can do about it, but, like, come in on half, man. It's cool.
A family in Houston says it's being haunted by a doll of Elsa from Frozen.
It's just memories of having seen the movie.
Even when they tried to throw it away, it appeared in their house again.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Is it a banshee? No, it's Elsa.
It's Elsa.
we're seeing a growing trend in possession defenses.
What is that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. We do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9-844-999-ORLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.